not walk next to the curb with your back in the traffic. Look both ways before you step into the road. Where there's no footpath, walk on the right-hand side of the road. It is safer to walk on the side facing oncoming traffic. Keep as close as possible to the side of the road. Take care at right-hand bends. Keep one behind the other if possible, particularly in heavy traffic on poor roads. Do not allow children age 5 at least out alone on the road. Go with them, walk between them and the traffic, and always keep tight hold of their hands. If you can't do this, then use reins or secure them firmly in the pushchair. Do not let them run into the road. Always wear or carry something light coloured or bright or reflective in the dark or poor light. This is especially important. That's no use, is it? It's just the road user on foot crossing the road. Don't you do not get asked that, will you?
Well, you might, but you know it anyway, it's just common sense that. I mean, you know to cross the road now, don't you? Look what way and that.
The road user on wheels.
That's like bicycle. That's bike. On wheel. Is it in car?
Didn't see. Keep your vehicle in good condition. Pay particular attention to lights, brakes, steering, tyres, including spare seat belts, demisters, windscreen wipers and mushers. Keep windscreens, windows, lights, direction indicators, reflectors, mirrors and number plates clean and clear. Do not drive with a defective or unsuitable exhaust system. If L plates have been fitted, remove or cover them when the vehicle is not being used for the driving instruction or practice. You must ensure that any loads carried or towed are secure and do not project on safety. Do not overload your vehicle or trailer. When on a motorcycle, scooter or moped, you must wear a safety helmet or approved design which may be fastened securely. You also must wear sturdy boots and gloves to help others see you. Wear something light coloured or bright. Reflective materials help in the dark. Fluorescent materials help in daylight, as do dipped headlights or larger machines. Over 150cc to 200cc. Do not drive if you feel tired or unwell. Fatigue can cause serious accidents. Never drive if you are under the influence of drugs or medicines. They can seriously affect your driving ability. Always ask your doctor whether it is safe for you to drive when taking prescribed medicines. If you need spectacles to meet the official eyesight standard, wear them. It is an offence to drive with incorrect detection vision. Do not use tinted optical equipment of any kind. Sunglasses, night driving spectacles, sky goggles or tinted helmet visors at night or in conditions of
poor visibility. That's bloody bikes.
Cars as well, will be.
It's better now, but that's bikes, that.
Tinted glasses do not help your vision. Do not use spray on or other tinted materials for windows. Or windscreens.
Are you going to get to the stuff that you need to know, Sharon?
Alcohol and road user.
You don't need to know that. You know not to drink and drive. You want to learn your roundabouts, junctions and that, and get how to give way.
Well, we'll just do this because you could get asked this. The driver is responsible and know for ensuring that children under 14 are suitably restrained when they are travelling. In the front, a child under 1 year must use an approved child restraint design for its age and weight. A child over 1 may wear any approved child restraint or an adult seatbelt. In the rear, a child must be restrained and the appropriate restraint is fitted, available to use. The term appropriate restraint includes the following. Infants under 1 year old. A carrier or cot which is held by straps. Children 1, 2 or 3 years. An appropriate child seat or harness. Or booster cushion with an adult belt, not a household cushion. Children from 4 to 14 year old, an appropriate child seat or harness. In the rear, an adult may be restrained in preference to a child. However, an adult must not deny a child use. Do not carry children in the luggage space behind the rear seats of an estate car or hatchback unless the manufacturer has provided seats for this purpose. Signs. Know your traffic signs right. Signals. Give signals. Give signals if they would help or warn other road users. Watch out for the signals of other drivers, motorcyclists or pedal cyclists and take necessary action promptly. You must obey signals given by police officers.
Joe Mangalo?
Wait. No way, see the man. Moving off. Before moving off, always use your mirrors. But look round as well for a final check. Signal if necessary before moving out. Move off only when you can do so safely without making other road users change speed or direction.
You can ask us some questions.
I'm going to wait a minute. Driving along. What must you do when you're driving along?
Take care.
What else?
I didn't get what you mean there, like.
Well, when you're driving along, give us some of the things what you do. Tell us something that you do when you're driving along.
Keep an eye for traffic ahead.
Use your mirrors often so that you know what is behind you and each side of you. That's what you said. Right.
Keep check on your speed limits.
Driving along. Keep to the left, except when road signals or markings indicate otherwise, or when you intend to overtake or turn right, or when you have to pass stationary vehicles or pedestrians in the road. Allow others to overtake you if they want to. You must not drive on a footpath or pavement by the side of the road. Use your mirrors. On narrow or winding roads or where there is a lot of oncoming traffic, drivers of large or slow-moving vehicles should be prepared to pull in and slow down to stop as soon as there is a suitable opportunity. Well, before you overtake or turn left or turn right or slow down or stop, use your mirrors. You should always look behind, even if they are... No. That's motorcycle, we should always look behind you. Then give the appropriate signal if necessary. Remember the routine?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mirror, signal, manoeuvre.
Always keep a special lookout for cyclists, particularly when overtaking or turning. Bear in mind that two-wheelers are much less easy to see than large vehicles. Driving for long distances make you sleepy. To help prevent this, make sure there is plenty of fresh air in your vehicle. If you become tired on the journey, stop and rest in a suitable parking place. Right? You must obey the speed limits for the road and for your vehicle. Remember that, except on motorways, there is a 30 mile per hour speed limit on all roads where there are street lights unless signs show otherwise. Bear in mind that any speed limit is a maximum. It does not mean that it is safe to drive at that speed. Always take into account all the conditions at the time. Never drive so fast that you cannot stop well within the distance you can see to be clear. Go much more slowly if the road is wet or icy or there is fog. Drive more slowly at night. Remember, it can be especially difficult to see pedestrians or cyclists at night and in poor daylight conditions. Do not brake sharply except in an emergency. Leave enough space between you and the vehicle in front so that you can pull up safely if it slows down or stops suddenly. The safe rule is never to get closer than the overall stopping distance shown below. But on the open road in good conditions, a gap of 1 metre for each mile an hour of your speed or a 2 second time gap may be enough. There will also be space for an overtaking vehicle to pull in or wet or icy roads, the gap should be at least double. Drop back if an overtaking vehicle pulls in the gap in front of you. Make way for ambulances, fire engines, police or other emergency vehicles when their blue lamps are flashing or their bells, two-tone horns or sirens are sounding. In towns, give way to buses indicating an intention to move out from the bus stops if you can do so safely. Use of microphones and call telephones.
Don't use them when you move.
Do not use a handheld microphone or telephone or your vehicle's movement except in an emergency. You should only speak into a fixed next room or clip on microphone where it would not distract your attention from the road. Do not stop on the hard shoulder of a motorway to answer or make a call, however urgent. Driving in fog. When driving in fog, check your...
In the fog, what do you
What
do?
do you do? When driving in fog, check your
Speed. Mirrors.
And slow down. Keep a safe distance. You should always be able to pull up within your range of vision. What else don't you do? What don't you do in fog?
Overtake.
Hang on to somebody else's tail lights. It gives a false sense of security. Watch your speed. You may be going much faster than you think. Do not speed up to get away from a vehicle which is too close behind you. Remember that if you are driving a heavy vehicle, it may take longer to pull up than the vehicle ahead. Warning signals are there to help. Check and clean your windscreens, lights, reflectors and windows. Remember that fog can drift rapidly and is often patchy even if it seems to be clearing.
Shall I only want to learn bit by bit, you know, not the whole book?
A pelican crossings, the signals have the same meaning as traffic lights, except that a flashing amber signal will follow the red stop signal. When amber light is flashing, you must give...
I'm just laughing at that, it's me, you want to play it.
What do you do when amber light's flashing?
Stop
after the stop?
Stop at the red light. Stop
you must
light.
Give way to any pedestrians on the crossing, otherwise you may proceed. The straight pelican is one crossing even when it is a central refuge. You must wait for people crossing from the further side of the refuge. Don't harass pedestrians, for instance, by revving your engine. When turning at a road junction, give way to... What's a road junction?
Makes the boulevard coming out.
Give way to
traffic coming out.
Pedestrians who are crossing the road in which you are turning. When entering or emerging from property bordering on a road, give way to pedestrians as well as to the traffic on the road. Remember, pavements are for people, not for motorcycles.
Is it here?
I don't want to take notice in. Lines and lanes along the road. A single broken line with long markings and short gaps in the middle of the road is a... In the middle of the road is a hazard warning line. Do not cross it unless you can see that the road well ahead is clear. Where there are double white lines along the road and the line nearer to you is solid, you must not cross or straddle it except when you need to get in and out of the premises on the side road. Where there are double white lines along the road and a line near you is broken, you may cross the lines to overtake if you recognize it. Thank you so much. Overtaken. Give us some. Do not overtake unless you can do so without
slowing motorists down.
Danger to others.
I'm just going to see a
before you start to overtake, make sure the road is clear. Use your mirrors. Signal before you start to move out. Be careful in the dusk. Remember, mirrors, signal, maneuver. Once you start to overtake, move quickly past the vehicle you are overtaking. When overtake only on the right, except when the driver in front has signaled that he intends to turn right. You can overtake him on the left without getting in the way. When you want to turn left at a junction, when traffic is moving slowly in queues, and vehicle in a lane on the right are moving more slowly than you are. In one-way streets, but not dual carriageways where vehicles may pass on either side. When traffic is moving as described, do not increase your speed while being overtaken. Slow down if necessary to let the overtaking vehicle pass. on the two-lane road, give way to vehicles coming towards you. You must not overtake if you would have to cross or straddle double white lines with a solid line near to you. If you are within the zigzag area, the peloton's crossing, after a no overtaking sign until the end of the restriction. Do not overtake where you cannot see far enough ahead. For example, when coming to
bend.
Corner or bend.
Signal traffic. Signal in traffic.
Humpback bridge. Or the brow of a hill. Or where you might come into conflict with other road users, for example, at
junctions.
A road junction.
Round the boat.
Can you see that? A level crossing. Or where the road narrows. On approach to any type of pedestrian crossing. Or where it would involve driving over an area marked with diagonal stripes or chevrons. Do not overtake when to do so would force another vehicle to swerve or slow down. If in doubt, do not overtake. So, where do you not overtake?
On a corner.
Or?
On back bridge.
And?
Brow of a hill. And junction.
And? What's the one? Level crossing or where the road narrows or approach to any pedestrian crossing. Road junctions. Approach road junctions with great care. Consider your road position and your speed. Drive on only when you are sure it is safe to do so and that you will not block this junction. Watch out for long vehicles which may be turning left or right at the junction ahead but which may have to use a wheel with the road and other cyclists may be turning. When waiting to emerge at the junction, do not assume that a vehicle approaching from the right, which is signalling with its left-hand direction indicator, would turn left. Wait to make sure. Do you know what I mean? That if you're there and that car comes and signals left, it means you've got to wait for it to go in case it doesn't. You know what I mean? At a junction with double broken white lines across the road, it may also have a giveaway sign or inverted triangle on the carriageway. You must be ready to let traffic on the major road go first. At junctions with a stop sign and a solid white line across your approach, you must stop at the line. Wait for a safe gap in the traffic before you move. When crossing a dual carriageway or turning right into one, treat each half as a separate road. Wait.
Do you know what it means by that?
In the central driving dividing strip.
Do you know what that means?
Until later, the safe gap.
Do you know
it
how
means you come to turn right like on John Reed Road. And each lane's a separate road, doesn't it?
Do you know when you come here and then you drop us off at ours?
Uh-huh.
And there's a slip road you've got to come on out.
Uh-huh.
There's a slip road you go down, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
You can slowly make your way out and look over your right shoulder.
Uh-huh.
That's your slip road, what you and then your next lane, you stay in that lane. Only use the right, and then if you want to overtake, you go into the right, then back into the left.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Never stay in the right hand lane.
Why?
Because it's an overtake, it's a speedy lane. The left hand lane isn't. The right hand lane is for overtaking.
What happens if I want speed?
Well, you stick on the right hand lane when no one overtakes you. And then it's not causing trouble to us, is it?
Where a junction has a mini roundabout, it will have a sign placed before the giveaway. Box junctions have crisscross yellow lines painted on the road. You must not enter the box.
Stay behind it.
If your exit road or lane from it is not clear, but you may enter the box when you want to turn right and are prevented from doing so. Junctions controlled by police or traffic wardens. When all traffic is held up by police officer or traffic warden, you must not put the left or right until you signal to do so. Junctions controlled by traffic lights. Do not go forward when the traffic lights are green, unless there is room for you to clear the junction safely. Never go forward when the red and amber lights are showing together. When traffic lights have a green arrow filter signal, do not get into the lane where filtering is allowed unless you are to know. Well, before you turn right, use your mirrors to make sure you know the position and movement of the traffic behind you. When it is safe, give a right turn signal, and as soon as you can do so safely, take up position just left of the middle of the road or in the space marked for the right turn vehicles. If you can, leave room for other vehicles to pass on the left. Wait until there is a safe gap between you and any oncoming vehicle. Look out for cyclists, motorcyclists and pedestrians, then make the turn. But do not cut the corner, give way to pedestrians crossing the road into which you are turning. Remember, mirrors, signal, manoeuvre. When approaching a roundabout,
well, I was laughing at her, the fake things she's got on.
I'm not testing anymore.
No, I'll test
no.
you.
What's it about like?
On a dual car, a single carriageway.
No, a
dual carriageway that has three lanes. What lane do you use?
The left.
What one do you use for overtaking?
Right.
Middle lane.
All three lanes is for the total.
Middle lane, you never stay in it either.
So what's the last one for?
It's for turning.
Turn
so you want to go on
what
the
next. Sunderland.
Like, you know, on the opposite side of the road, you've got as much right to use that as he has.
Right.
On a single carriageway where a road has four lanes, do not use.
On a single carriageway where a lane has four lanes.
If a single carriageway road has four more lanes, do not use the right hand path. I mean, use that one and that one, but don't use them two.
Bye. The other one was written in plain English, and with that right, isn't it?
It's the same as a three-way one.
It's only for overtaking or fast-moving traffic or turning right. Right, are we asking some more questions? I don't know that much, me, like, I'm not really.
Right.
I've seen this before.
I'm going to ask you some stopping distances.
I don't know them.
Are you going to learn it? Because you'll get paid, he'll ask you straight away then. Build-up area.
Mm-hmm.
What's your speed limit for a build-up area?
30.
Single carriageways.
50.
By the way, it's not 70, the Coast Road.
Eh?
Who says it was 70 up the Coast Road?
Mm-hmm.
Was it you and John?
No.
Mm-hmm. But he says it's a national, it's a speed limit, 70.
Where the black line is.
Aye.
That's what...
It'll have a speed... Your national speed limit would be 60.
But you don't want to do
it's
it.
A single, it's a two, it's only a single lane traffic, as Caffrey.
What?
You know when you see, when, you, I'm positive it was you and your kid, because you turn round, you say, oh, you
no,
it's 70.
No, John and that, that's got what mileage you do on it. Like, some people might say it's a national speed limit, but it's not.
National speed limit on
a
Jonna, it's a dual
it's
carriageway, it's two lane.
It's got 50.
It's a 70.
Is it
70? Is it 70
that? Well, it
tells the carriageway.
And if it's any less than 70.
No, well, I'm sure one of you says it was 70 for the Coast Road. It's only a two-way traffic.
That?
It's a single lane traffic, so it's classed as 60.
But it tells you on the thing. A white thing with a line through
right.
It means 70 though, Darren.
Motorways.
Doesn't it? Eh? Well, that's got one of them on.
Well, it shouldn't have. It should have 60 on it. It's only single carriageway.
It's got one of them white things with a black line on it, I'm sure.
National speed limit, are you?
70?
You've got two. That's not your... You've got two national speed limits. You've got a 60 and a 70. 70 is for like a dual carriageway and a motorway. 60 is a single carriageway because it's only two-way traffic.
So a white line with a black thing through it could be just 60?
It could be 60. If you're on a two-way traffic,
on a
right?
Motorway.
If you're on a motorway,
a
it's 70. If you're on a motorway or a carriageway, right?
It's
70
unless stated otherwise.
Right? Now if you go along the Coast Road and it's, if you look at the lamppost, right, it'll have a little white circle with a black line in it.
Mm-hmm.
You just look at your lanes, you've only got like two lanes, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Coming down and going up by way, 60. Shows you there, single carriageway is 60. Dual carriageway is a double up.
Mm-hmm.
We always stay to the left. Only use a right lane to overtake or turn to the right.
Did you ask him
right? I asked him. Right, a single carriageway, what's your speed for that?
Well, our kid was being 70 on the Coast Route.
Well, he would have got done.
Oh, damn. What, does Sutherland do one way?
I don't know, but he would have got done if the police hadn't stopped.
Didn't stop me.
What's
what?
A single carriageway?
30. 60.
Dual carriageway?
70.
Motorway?
70.
Right, I want to ask you some signs before I take on to the your speed limits. I want to know, like when I do, you know when you do your speed limits,
uh-huh.
And you start, I want you to think of distance, you stop the distance and you overall, right?
Uh-huh.
Even if you get them wrong, I put them right. Is there any real room? Hiya!
Hiya!
Right.
Hiya!
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 What's
Darren
doing
there?
I know,
he's
dressed
and all. Dressed,
eh? Oh,
hello
there, son.
Right. Circle, right?
Uh-huh.
With 40 in the middle.
40 miles an hour?
That's the maximum speed
all
you can
right.
Do. White circle with a black line, diagonal.
National speed limit?
Right. Like a 50 pence piece one, right?
Uh-huh.
With stop.
Stop. And give way.
Where's John gone?
He's out.
Really?
A triangle.
Wednesday, the travelling night now.
A what?
It's a travelling night.
What do you mean?
We're going from...
Getting a Sierra.
How far away comes in that?
What is that in the car?
LCB.
I know, Sharon
told
us.
You know him and Jimmy's new travelling night?
Tommy.
And next Wednesday, it's Jimmy's turn.
Worth it, that is.
We went to the A&P cup of it.
800.
It's Stanley.
Tommy.
I've gone away. The P cup.
It's Stanley for the first drink.
Well, got to be what?
Saving now for insurance.
No, it's 18.
You can't pay with me, you know.
Oh, I'm going to pay it off more.
It's going to
save all. Because the one I went to do with John.
I'm getting sick. I'm getting our kid's car.
Oh,
6 weeks of a B-Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
Have a full year's test on it.
Mm-hmm.
Full year's tax. All the tyres and all that done. You know that new thing with your catalytic converter?
Aye.
We'll have all that done to it for 800 for one.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Nice
so when are you getting that August?
Getting in August.
Got seat belts in the back and all, man.
test first, no.
Oh, no, I'll be passed before, but...
Do you think you will, Sharon?
No.
She didn't think she was that.
I
never know,
I don't think
I've
been passed
before. I had a funny dream about you.
About
you? Yes. Well,
many
are,
and
you were sitting. No, you were sitting smoking, Elsa. And I went off my head. I am, Tommy.
What?
I come in, sitting there like that.
What did I dream of?
Who? When's that? That's a dream.
It was about the co-op. I went to the co-op. Me dream. Not in the front part, the other one. And I was getting something, but it must have been a monthly bill. She was filling it like the form in. Right. Hers. Like my name and address and everything. And then she went away, she says, oh, one dream. And she come back, she says, oh, it is Mrs. No. Mom. Mrs. Yeah, I was horribly laughing. She was rolling around on the floor laughing. Yes, that's not it's all.
And then what happened? You come back?
And then I come back and then I went to see them again and they were all on a great big table and so they were celebrating a party.
And you went up
one of you see? I says, oh, it's Mrs. here.
What's
a red circle?
Want
a
triangle?
No.
Eh?
Smarties.
Want a triangle?
Triangle
would give
me.
He does.
He wants those smarties and not yours. What do you want? What do you want?
If we don't come in traffic on the major roads.
Well, that's what I want to know. That's right. That's all I want to know. You never give me the traffic on the right. You could pull out there.
What?
Two cars in the circle.
She's struggling, isn't she?
She's dead so fast.
How? Something she said.
Well, I says, what's the silver
wedding
next day?
Right, she said,
you'll have to start saving
the circle,
this money.
Red circle, right. With a little red arrow, going up.
Yeah,
big black arrow.
Oh,
down.
So we don't
have to.
You've got right with you.
You've got
right
priority
to the
vehicles
on the street. Should
have
asked
him,
should have said, didn't he? The motorbike on the top and the car on the bottom in a circle.
No motorcycles.
No motor vehicles.
No
vehicles except scooters, motorbikes, or mopeds. Did I ask you that one with the? It's a red circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a blue background,
mm-hmm.
And it's got a red X in it.
No envy.
That one more. You'll see it on more obvious.
I know what it is.
Right, hang on then, hang on, clever shade. Miss Femi here. Right, you're wrong. Well, what do you think it is?
Fair enough.
You
got it,
I thought that was an old one. I've just been scratching
it out.
How are you now?
Is it not no scooter? Is it not no? No, it's a 59.
No scooter.
No.
I've seen it, what kind of thing?
Sharon.
You must know this on the motorway, like Sharon.
Who?
Mark? No, it's not something about the speed limit.
You phone Mark? My dad was here.
The speed limit one is a white with a black arrow through it, a black
circle. Yeah, just
looking for it. Sharon, you must know this on the motorway.
I've seen it before. Kind of
hazard lights.
No.
No buses.
No. You know what it means? You cannot stop. You're in a no stopping zone.
Right.
And then when it's got that and it's got end on the bottom, you're at the end of the stopping zone. You've got to know that on the motorway.
Right.
Right?
No stopping zone.
Right. goes like that, right?
What?
Like a black line, right? Yeah. And then it goes like that on each side. What does that mean?
Left and right turns. No. Goes into two lanes.
No. I'll tell you what, bees are.
It's going into one lane.
Road narrows.
It's going into one lane.
No, you're wrong on that.
There's a little bit there.
It's going into a single lane.
No. Think what it is. Two lane traffic. What is it? It's a carriageway.
Yeah.
Dual carriageway.
Carriageway head.
No. It ends. You're off the dual carriageway.
Well, that's what I said. You're going
carriageway ahead?
End,
well, it's, that's
end
not
of dual,
the same, Sharon, is
end
it?
Of dual carriageway. End of dual carriageway.
I just heard him saying it. End of dual carriageway.
What's a black arrow pointing up over and a black arrow pointing down over in a triangle?
Two lane traffic.
No, but what? You've got that bit right. Two-way traffic straight ahead, right?
So that's why, like, if you're coming off the dual carriageway,
then
maybe
what's it running that way? In that way.
Left and right hand turn.
No.
That way and that way. Yeah.
Across a one-way road.
Crossroads.
No, no. You would have failed.
What?
It crosses a one-way road. Coming up, right?
And there's a one-way road going
later. There's a one-way road coming along. It's got two-way traffic on the top, but it crosses it.
Aye.
You know what I mean?
Ahead, there's two-way traffic, we've got to cross the one-way road.
You've got to cross the one-way road.
So that's 2 hours going that way.
Aye.
Right.
Oh, you'll know what they're marked.
Well, ask us, then I might.
Just straight with a little tiny snick out of it.
Eh?
It's a thing like that with a little tiny
bend.
Thing coming out. No. Does that look like a bend to you? That's a bend.
Look. Slip road.
Dunno. We've got more precise numbers.
Turning off.
Traffic merges from that side.
But it means like a slip road.
Slip road's when you turn off.
Aye, well it's like traffic emerging from it though.
What's a blue box with three white lines in it?
Three-way traffic.
You have to know that on the motorway, no?
Three lanes?
It's not.
What? With three lines across it?
Three, it means you've got three, for every lane it's 100 yards to your stop distance. You come to a junction.
You
never see
that.
Do you never see them on the motorways?
Mm-hmm.
Right, you see, you just get onto that, right, and mm-hmm. that's 300 yards, then you get the next one, is 200 yards, and 100 yards till you stop to the junction.
So does that mean you've got to stop?
They mark us to come
down.
You've
got to stop breaking when you see three?
No, one.
Oh.
One.
As soon as you get, well, you've got to work out what your speed is then. Break your speed down to your stopping distance, say it's 30. You want to start slowing down at 45 feet. Right? That's what you have to know.
Oh, damn, you're cramming too much up your head, leave it now.
Well, you ask me something.
It's cramming too much and I'm getting confused.
Well, I want to learn your stopping distance, is it? No, I'm not being funny,
I
Sharon.
I don't know them, so why are you asking?
Well, I want you to learn it. It doesn't take much to learn them either. You're going to learn them.
I used to know them.
Oh, right. Maybe stop with this. Just read them. I'll give you 5 to 10. You've got 10 minutes.
What's that mean? 20? Is it meters or what? In
Go
meters?
In feet. Go in feet.
Which one's that? The red or the black?
What's the black?
Mile an hour 20, think the distance 20 or 6.
Is it up? in distance. The black, well look, I'll take
the black's feet.
The black is feet.
Right.
For 20 mile an hour, right? It's 20.
The red's thinking distance, isn't it?
No.
Is one of them thinking distance, isn't it?
You've got to stop distance, think distance overall. And your speed.
Shh.
It's dead easy. Just shouldn't know that at all.
30 miles, it's supposed to be.
Three could have went up a motorway and seen an X and stopped. And you're not supposed to stop because of traffic accident.
Right, so it's such
a. You don't want a motorway, you're driving that.
It's 30 miles, it's 40.
You don't drive 30 feet, all the time.
Isn't it, Darren? 30 miles, 60 feet, isn't it? Isn't it, Sharon?
20 mile an hour is 20. No. It is, and your overall is 40.
Well, you didn't say that.
20, 40.
What does that mean? So, when you're doing 20 mile an hour, you think that you can stop in 20 mile an hour. It's 20 feet.
20 feet is
140 feet down.
And then what's that mean, Brayton?
140 feet for 70
feet. It takes you 20 feet.
20 feet to stop.
It's 140
and then
feet.
Then overall stopping distance, what's that mean?
That's 40 feet.
What's
it mean? For 70 mile an hour.
At 40 feet, right?
Uh-huh.
You start slowing it down, right? Right?
When?
Then when you get to 20 feet, right?
Uh-huh.
Now you start thinking then. When you come to the junction and also you're slowing down, by the time you've done that to them two stages, you should have all your gears ready and you should be prepared for it.
So how do you work it out?
It's 70 miles, it should be 140 feet.
Should be 315, your overall length. 70 is your thinking distance for that is 70. Then your stopping distance should be 245.
How do you work it out? Are you going to tell us or not?
It's so simple.
Well, I don't think it is.
Come here, move on.
I have one. I know. 40, 120, 240, 75, 175, and 315.
Work on all these, right?
Uh-huh.
20 mil an hour, right, is 40. Right?
Uh-huh.
Forget them. Right? 30 mil an hour is 75, right?
Uh-huh.
40. 120. 50 is 175. 60 is 240. 70 is 315, right? Now, if I ask you what the thinking distance for 20 mile an hour, right?
40.
No, it's not.
What I was thinking?
20.
20.
Right? Now, your braking distance is 20 and all, right? Yeah. Now, overall is 40. 20, 20, 40, right?
I can get that one, all right.
30.
30, 45 and
75. Right. Ask us any of them. You thinking distance and stop.
20.
20 is your thinking distance.
20.
20 is your braking distance and your overall 40. Should be the both of them in the middle. Which is 40. Ask us.
What are you at the book? 30.
40 is 120, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 40 mile an hour, right? So your thinking distance would be the same mile as what you're doing is 40. And then
you want some smart on your bike.
Which leaves you 80 as your braking.
Oh, so it's fine, you're all the time.
70, right?
I know.
Your thinking distance is 70. Now what's 70
or? Well, there is where he's.
Right, and then I'll ask you then. Right? Yeah, that's what I've been doing, just learning all that when I've been in the house. See, Elsa?
What?
She didn't even know our stopping distances.
Something you'll learn when you're in the car.
No, well, he won't learn you, Tommy. You've got to learn that yourself.
This is just for your test when they ask you.
But you should know
not that. Really
but you're not in the car saying all. You're not saying, Well, I'm 175 feet away.
No, but you should be able to guess.
I can imagine how far 175 feet is. I'm sorry, but I don't know.
Close enough.
I didn't. I know what 1 meter is about it.
How long would you say the street is?
I've got no idea, Jen. Honestly, God.
In meters or
30, 40 meters.
Oh, gee, it's about 250 meters long.
It's not.
250? It can't be that long.
It's not that long, Jen.
No, it's about 150.
You
150 meters.
No, I would say it's about
40, 50.
Why not,
Mickey?
No.
So
about
100?
It's
not. About 90. 25 meters is a length of Heaven Bath. I'd say 75 at the most. No, 50, I'd say 60.
I said 40, 50, 60, so don't dare
60 50. Meters.
There's their knees.
Do you know what you're creating with your stopping distances?
Tell us it is, and it's talking in the same different number.